Good Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 98, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. Listen to the show wherever you download podcasts. Just search Sports Junkies when you do that. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handy like that, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join that team today. You got a three-man Junks team this Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. John Paul Flame is right there.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello, good morning to you. Jason Bishop is right here, directly in front of me.
Yeah, what's up?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. There was nobody on the road this morning. I think the vacations have officially started today.
People have already started to get away. I noticed it yesterday afternoon when I drove home. Because usually, driving home on the B-dub out of D.C., it's snarled. People just drive like maniacs, driving on the shoulder. It's congested.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I am this morning. And yesterday was fine. I mean, I could have driven in both lanes if I wanted to. No issues.
Because the toll road is usually empty, but there was even less people on it today. Yeah. And then once I got on 66, wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's, you know, it kind of depends on the day, but on a Tuesday it's pretty crowded. Not today. Nobody's on the road. Wait till Thursday. We'll be talking to nobody on Thursday.
I feel like a life leak of mine is using the ICC in the morning to get here, just because it's convenient and it's so easy and it's so wide open, but
it costs you cash.
I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm paying to use it every single day.
It just
adds up. It just keeps adding up and adding up. And then I see the bill come every month, and I look at the front, and then I look at the back page, and then I go to the second page and I look at the front of that, mm-hmm, and the back.
Mm-hmm.
Just bleeding cash.
Yep.
What do you spend a month on the ICC?
I mean, between my wife and I, because she uses it to go to school for her commute, I mean,
a couple hundred bucks
per month. It's probably $120. But I mean, I don't have to use it. It's a convenience.
Oh, mine's a lot more than that.
It's convenience. And I like convenience.
Yeah, the Greenway is way more expensive.
I like comfort.
Well, I get off before the Greenway. I get off on, well, sometimes, but unless I'm rushing around. But I'll take Route 28. I'll avoid the Greenway. I'm not paying freaking 10 bucks one way. I'm not doing that. It's 20 bucks round trip.
Yeah, it's a lot. By the way, you mentioned that nobody will be on the road Thursday. Is the airport going to be a debacle Thursday when I go for a flight, when I go back to the airport?
And your flight's in late afternoon?
3 o'clock.
Yeah, probably, I would say.
It's probably
which one?
A zoo, B-dubs.
I mean, I would think that a lot of people, if they're getting out of town, they're getting out of town Thursday. Maybe Wednesday's will be more crowded. But it won't be empty.
I'm sure it won't be.
I can tell you that.
I'm sure my flight won't be empty either.
Do you have a special red, white, and blue suit for the 4th of July?
No, I mean,
in the poker tournament?
I do not. I don't have any real plans as to what to wear for the WSOP. I'm just gonna dress for comfort.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way I'm dressed right now.
And you don't find out until you get there when you play?
I'm wavering between playing on July 4th, July 5th. I just don't know yet.
So you can choose.
It is my choice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I think I'm going to choose to take off on the 4th and play on the 5th.
Okay.
But if I do that, then I don't have a break if I make it to day 2.
Right.
I just keep playing until I get knocked out.
So what will you do on the 4th by yourself?
I have no idea.
Will you just play cash games somewhere?
Possibly. I mean, what else am
what else are you going to do
what
in
else
Vegas?
Would I do?
You're not going to go sightsee. You're not going to go to the pool.
Sightseeing?
Right. You're not doing any of that.
Not going to go see a show.
You're not going to see a show. You're going
to
go.
I mean, I might go out to a nice dinner. I might meet up with somebody that I know that's out there.
Right.
But
that's at night. All day.
Yeah,
you're going to just.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're going to be at a table somewhere.
You're probably right. That's most likely going to be the case.
No zoos out there, animals for you to see.
I mean, I'm sure they have zoos, JP, when it's 110 degrees all the time.
Yeah. I mean, aquariums.
Maybe Vegas has a zoo. I don't know. That's a great question. I don't have any idea.
I don't know about Vegas, but Phoenix definitely has a zoo.
Phoenix does.
Like, how do Phoenix and Vegas?
How do they do that with the scalding hot temperatures.
Well, the animals probably just go inside.
Just come out in the morning. And
then when it's like 115 degrees.
Animals that like the desert. Like African animals.
I'm sure they do have animals that live in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely an aquarium at the Mandalay Bay if you're into the animals cakes.
I mean,
I get it. You're into the animals with the wife. This is a poker trip.
I can't remember going to Vegas and gambling wasn't the headline. Actually, when I went with my wife, we went to go see OAR. That was, you know, years ago. That was probably the only time I've been to Vegas when it wasn't about seeing flops, being a degen, trying to felt people.
There's got to be a zoo in Vegas, though.
I wouldn't have any idea.
I mean, it's too popular of a city. I mean, you got to have something for the kids to do.
I mean, they do have golf courses in Vegas. Somehow they keep golf courses lush and green in Vegas.
Right.
Which seems impossible.
I mean, dude, if it's the zoo, the National Zoo here gets 105 degrees index, they just stay inside.
Yeah.
Unless they like it.
By the way, the San Diego Zoo, this blew my mind, Drab. They had a polar bear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's their... I somehow knew that. Maybe that's their panda of their zoo.
I mean, it just blows my mind. Like, there's a polar bear chilling in San Diego where it's 71 degrees all the time.
Was there a mist blowing on you?
I have no idea. I can barely see it, but I know it was in the enclosure. That kind of threw me.
Matt and Mike... How was your morning so far?
Good. There's definitely a Las Vegas zoo.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a whole, they got a camel safari.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
It looks like they got a lot of stuff.
They got a lot of stuff out there.
Okay, if you say so.
Have you ever checked out the Red Rocks or like the Hoover Dam or anything?
Never.
There's some good sites out there.
I mean,
20 minutes off the strip.
I mean, I've been to Vegas a half dozen times. I've never gone to any sort of landmark off the strip. I mean, I'm just the ultimate rube gambling tourist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there to see the Hoover Dam. Are you serious?
I'm on the zoo map. They might have a panda.
Really? Yeah. Pandas are everywhere.
Not a panda bear.
Yeah.
Cakes always sense to let people know.
I softened my stance on that.
You did?
I think a panda is actually a form of a bear.
I've relied on you for years because you would mad when people would say a panda bear.
No. I think it was a koala. People used to call the koala. Koalas.
It's not a
koala bear.
Yeah, it's not a koala bear. It's just koala.
Yeah,
so then I
kind of
put that on the pandas too, but that because I was ignorant. But a panda, last time I checked, is a form of a bear.
When did you say that?
Years ago.
All the time.
A long time ago. But I've updated my file. What are you going to do? So no, I will not be going to the Hoover Dam, the Vegas Zoo.
Yeah, just go out and gamble.
I'm not going to do a side trip to the Grand Canyon. That's dumb because I've, flown over the Grand Canyon multiple times. I've seen it. I don't need to get right up on it to see it.
No. I thought the Hoover Dam was pretty silly.
You did?
Well, it's a like American feat during ingenuity. Yes, at the time. I don't know.
When was it even built? Like the early,
like 100 years ago,
1920s, 1930s.
Something like that.
Great Depression era. I just don't know these things.
I think so.
I probably should know these things, but I don't.
Could you name another dam besides Hoover?
Besides the Hoover Dam?
Oof.
It's a great question.
I'm sure there are probably a couple of
the Hoover was
ones.
Built in 1931.
Okay. Yeah. I was at least close
peak
there.
Depression, yeah.
Can I name another dam besides the Hoover Dam? Man, you're really putting me on the spot here, Drab. I don't think I can. Can you?
That's got to be the tops.
I can only name like a couple others. There's a bunch in Washington.
Is there like a Cooley Dam?
Yeah, there you go. There's a Grand Chris Cooley
dam
in Washington State.
You know what? That's a dub for me.
That's an in
dub state?
Yeah.
Very good. That's a win. I'll take that as a life win.
I would never be able to give you the Aswan Dam. Which is number 8 on this list.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, can't do that. But anyway, speaking of water, there's going to be some big thunder boomers coming in today.
Water. That's what people said yesterday. There was nothing.
No. They said it was going to be.
People said yesterday.
They said it was going to be spotty yesterday.
Okay.
But today, so I think that the Nats game is going to be affected by it because it's going to be coming through DC right around first pitch, and they're going to be big. And you know I love big storms.
I trust you as you are my de facto weatherman.
Just go look at the forecast. Look at the forecast. Between 4 and 8 big ones coming through.
Honestly, the only time I see forecasts is here at work. Because the TVs in the break room, like near the bathrooms.
Yeah, I got you.
They're always on Fox 5. So I always see like a forecast there.
Yeah.
The only other place I see a forecast is on my phone.
Well,
I'm not as
you can just ask me. They're going to be coming
you're
in.
You're my guy.
And kind of depending where you are,
there's
a 90% chance that you're going to get a storm.
Okay.
And I think they're going to hit D.C. probably around 7, 6:30, 7, maybe 8. But no, probably earlier than
that. You're definitely going to be pulled up on your back porch with a drink. Watching them roll in. I know you. That's what you're going to do.
No, front porch. Front porch. Yeah, front porch.
Glass of wine.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah. Break that thing open.
But we need it because there's a cooler front coming in and the humidity is going to drop on Thursday and Friday. They say Friday is going to be perfect. Now, it's going to be warm because it's going to be high 80s, but the humidity is going to be a lot lower. So you won't be sweating your balls off when you're out walking your dog.
Ready to do the fireworks bit?
I'm just going to a buddy's house.
Is that one of your things?
No, that's not one of my things. I'll probably be asleep before the fireworks hit. 9:30, 10 o'clock. No thanks.
Valdez, have you loaded up on fireworks yet? Have you gone to Gorilla Fireworks?
I have not. I haven't gone to the fireworks stand.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love fireworks. Because fireworks are for hillbillies.
They are. I guess I could. I'm guessing Vegas has a spectacular fireworks show somewhere.
I'm assuming they do, too.
I'm not even that into fireworks, but maybe because it's in Vegas, I'll go out and check it out.
I love fireworks. You know what? God bless you. If you're the guy in the community or neighborhood or wherever, and you're spending $5,000 to $10,000 on fireworks to give everyone a show.
Man, that's a big outlay.
You know what? I salute you.
You are
the man's man. You are the keeper of the cul-de-sac.
You're an American hero.
You're an American hero.
Is what you are.
You really are. You give all the kids in the cul-de-sac a show.
Like hand them out sparklers.
Like it's expensive to put on like a big old fireworks show.
Well,
like,
I would imagine.
Like off of your dock or like
you're talking
in your
about,
driveway.
You're talking about a renegade show, obviously, where it's not like licensed. I mean you're just
of course. I mean, like I said, you're a hillbilly
you're
and you have a party and you're entertaining your party of 50.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great
American
tradition.
That's a massive investment.
Yep.
And if you're the guy who does that, I salute you.
Yes, exactly. Like AC/DC back in the day. Excellent. All right, coming up on this Tuesday show later, Chris Miles, NBA TV host, he's going to join us coming up at 9 to talk about some of the signings that have gone down so far in NBA free agency. We'll do the Junks sports page next, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler as he comes to Capital One Arena later this summer in late September. So that's all coming up here on the Junks on the Fan.